Fig Newtons. Oh, when I was, let me tell you a little story. When I was a kid, you could only get figs in your Newtons. And I'm proud of them because they've turned the Newton industry on its ass. I am so proud of them because you could only get figs, which is a pretty, I give them credit for that. That's a pretty bold move to dedicate your entire product line to the fig of all fruits. I've never seen a fig outside of a Newton in my life. A fig could walk down those steps right now and I'd be dumbfounded. Who are you? Oh, you're a fig. Okay, easy. Easy, fig. I didn't recognize you without your cookie covering, but I know who you are now. You're more than welcome. I don't discriminate against any dried fruit, whether it be apricot or prune. I don't care. You come, you sit, there's beer in the fridge. The fig. But then some guy, the head of the Newton business, I think he must have taken over and wanted to, you know, change things around a little bit, take over from the old guy, the old guard, and he called everybody together in a similar hall to this, probably called everybody together. You better be there too. If you don't show up, don't bother coming into work on Monday. This guy got up there and he said, from now on, from this day forward, anything we can grind up and shove inside a Newton, let's do it! And some guy in the third row says, cranberry kiwi, sir? Fuck yes, cranberry kiwi. I said anything. God damn it, I'll shove you in there if I think that's going to move Newtons. I am sick and tired of getting our asses kicked by the Girl Scouts. Those bitches, they have no overhead.